last book we talked about was book 21. Mm-hmm. We haven't read book 22 yet.
Okay, I've read seven chapters of
VCR
it.
VCR is set up.
All right. Scholastic presents Animorphs: The Invasion series. The cover is interesting.
Wait, you didn't explain what this is yet. What about the TV show?
The Animorphs. We have a VHS.
Do we know what podcast this is?
Who are we? What are we doing here?
You guys can explain that. I don't feel like
this is an Animorphs Book Club podcast, except today we're talking about a VHS tape, which kind of is shaped like a book.
So now we're the Animorphs TV Club podcast.
Yeah, just for one night.
I'm Mustard.
No.
Be natural.
I'm better.
I almost said I'm Stir.
I'm Stir.
And I'm Mustard.
See, you've messed us all up. You mustered us all up.
The VHS tape has three episodes. My name is Jake, parts 1 and 2, and Underground.
Wait, it's three episodes?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It runs at 79 minutes.
Oh, wow.
My name is Jake, part 1 and 2.
So we haven't watched this yet. We're gonna talk about it.
We're just passing it around right now.
We're giving our first impressions before we've seen
It looks like Twilight on the cover.
Be natural. You've seen this before, haven't you?
I've seen part of the first episode. So, okay. So when I was like 12 and reading the series, I found out about this TV show and I wanted to watch it. So I searched it up on YouTube and the first episode was on YouTube. And this was like in 2011. And also I was like 11 years old or something. And it was hard for me to, I wasn't very good at navigating YouTube. And also, I think at that time, when it was just harder to find, like, a lot of YouTube video titles were a lot more deceiving. So, I ended up clicking on a bunch of videos that ended up not being Animorphs. One of these videos started with Jake sitting in his room. So, like, somebody playing Jake sitting in his room.
Wait, like, the actor or just some random dude?
Somebody had made a video where he started off and he was narrating to the camera and he said, "My name is Jake. I can't tell you what my last name is. It's too dangerous." And then you heard knocking on the door. "Jake Berenson, get out here!" And then he went, "Mom!" So that was pretty good.
That's really funny.
I'm looking at the back cover. Why does Jake look like a 31-year-old?
I think he's played by Sean Ashmore.
And how old is Sean?
I think that's the only actor. I might be completely wrong, but for some reason that name is floating in my head.
How old was Sean in 98?
I don't know.
Are you certain that Sean Ashmore is
I believe this show...
Are you certain that's like not someone you went to school with and you're just doxing yourself
just Google it. I think I'm right.
They don't have the actors on here.
What I know about the show or what I... have my
what's so that video wasn't the show
so I ended up watching the show I only no, got through like show. 3 minutes of it because it was so boring.
It looks like a bad...
I was literally in shock.
Wait, what?
About
what
how not literally I'm sorry
not all of it
I was Some in shock it. At the age of 12 or whatever at how boring it was. I couldn't even finish it. I couldn't even get through like 3 minutes of it. So that's all I saw. I read, like, Wikipedia articles about it. Apparently, it deviates from the book quite a bit. Also, it deviates from the books quite a bit due to the fact that, like, they can't afford to have a lion or something. Or they can't afford to have a bear, so Rachel morphs a lion instead, which I guess is easier for some reason.
Seems easier to train.
Lots of changes. They only have, like, one Hork-Bajir costume or something.
Dude, their Andalite costume looks so bad.
This is a spoiler. I haven't seen any of this
yet.
Don't mind the rewinding sounds. That's necessary.
That's pretty loud.
I think this show is made in Canada.
It looks like a bad ripoff of the Goosebumps show.
All I know about this show
10202 West Washington Boulevard, Culver City, California.
Holy crap, that's
loud.
Oh my gosh.
It's done. That was just like 50 minutes of rewinding.
So all I know about this book is that in doing several recordings, or maybe outside of recordings, you just talk about how awful the show is and how it's just not worth watching at all. I'm looking at Be Natural right now.
Wait, let's read the back.
I'm excited to watch it.
Okay, hold on.
Now, for the record, we haven't tested this VHS tape yet. Maybe it's Vulcan.
Maybe it shouldn't be Eden. We haven't tested the player either.
If it was Eden, do you think that'd be a good thing?
Sure. it might be.
Then we just stop this episode.
Can I point out that on the cover of this, so we've got a really bad morphing effect into a dog.
What the heck is going on?
It's somehow even worse than the book covers.
It's worse than like the parody book covers that people make. Of like Adele turning into a Dell computer.
That's Jake, yeah. It's Jake and Homer, isn't it?
Oh, Adele, Adele, that's pretty good.
He's too old looking.
So he
looked so old.
They just have a picture of Jake and a picture of a dog, and they just like took like a smudge tool and just smudged him.
Yeah. And then they have this picture of all of the five of them standing in the corner, and they all look like they're standing like on a middle school stage with the lights shining up at them. Like, I don't understand. There's no way they're outside. It looks bad.
That's kind of creepy, you know?
Marco's kind of looking like, oh yeah, that's a good point.
Marco is short, wow.
Marco looks like an old man, too.
They all
Marco looks like 25.
Marco looks like Andy looking the graphic novel after Jake punched him.
Oh my gosh.
Whatever we want to do.
Oh yeah, she punched him when he could age 10 years. Oh yeah. Is that Tobias?
No, Tobias is a hawk, silly.
Wait, no, who's the fifth one?
Is
that Rachel?
Probably Tobias.
Isn't Rachel supposed to be like blonde?
Well, it's dark.
Okay.
In this,
you know,
all right, hold on. I want
to
point out they have these words like written like graphic design is my passion. They just have these words written around here. They can be anyone. Alien infection. I think they mean
is that like in the background.
Infestation.
I think they mean infestation because it's. I don't know why it says. There's
I mean,
no,
it's like
unless this takes a radically different turn from the book.
Yeah, so you've only seen one episode.
I've only seen the first 3 minutes of one episode.
Oh my god! Oh, so you've barely seen anything. Wait, so that means Bad has seen more than you.
I've skipped around, like, the first episode, I think.
Okay.
Nothing is as it seems, and then just here it says, control, on Jake's face.
I'm really excited for this.
I'm gonna read the back now.
Didn't Cinnamon Bunza talk about this?
They talked about how they couldn't watch more than, like, 2 minutes before they got bored. Some people never change. Some do. When Jake and his friends witness the crash of an alien, the font here is changing, like, every few sentences. When Jake and his friends witness the crash of an alien spacecraft, they meet Elfangor, a warrior from the Andalite home planet, who greets them with a warning! Earth is under attack by an empire of evil Yurks. To help them resist the invasion, Elfangor gives these five ordinary kids the ability to morph Andalite technology no human has ever possessed. Now they can transform into any animal they touch, but will this power be enough to battle an army of ruthless alien slugs? That makes them sound very non-threatening.
Yeah.
The threat is too close to home to try.
Did they say mind-controlling slugs on there at all?
Just ruthless alien slugs.
That's funny.
They have to put in mind-controlling. Doesn't every animal on the back say, oh, controller is
It just
scary,
says Empire of Evil Yurks to help them resist the invasion. And now they get to... Will this power be enough to battle an army of ruthless alien slugs? I think so.
Are there controllers in this show?
We'll see.
You know, I'm glad that
they're
like,
all just slugs in the show. That's quite a difference from the books.
I mean, you said it deviates quite a bit from what
Man,
you
Man, the first book, like the graphic novel, was so good.
Dude, like, you know the graphic novel 2 comes out in October? Nice.
Then we have tape contains the episodes My Name is Jake, Part 1, Parts 1 and 2, and Underground. And the way that it's written, it looks like a warning. Like, we're sorry, guys, but the tape contains the episodes My James Jake Part 1 and 2 and The Underground.
So, is that just going to be, like, is this all going to be just the first book? Like, Underground is, like, when they buy the Yurk Pool, and Jake, My Name is Jake, is just, like, when he gets the
I don't
power.
Know.
I'm very excited
we'll find
still.
Out.
This is going to be disappointing, no
Say
matter what.
Say what you will about the cover. I just thought of this, but it did do that thing that we were just talking about in the last book, how the first cover should have been a Jake turning into Homer instead of Jake turning into the lizard.
Okay.
Why is there, like, a clock on the cover?
Oh, yeah, that's another question.
There's, like, a fade, like,
run,
a fady, like...
If you run out of...
It's the race against time.
Two hours and you're up. There's time in this series. 80
minutes and we don't watch this anymore.
All right.
I'm glad that they're, like, good, like, fan art of Andalites, because they look really cool in the books, but on the covers they look really
they
bad.
Look gross
and in the show, I assume they look... I haven't seen them, but...
Well, what do you mean
told,
in the books? What
they
are you talking
awful.
About?
They look awful.
Huh?
Oh, what do you mean in the books?
I mean, in the descriptions of them are really cool. It's a really cool thing, but then...
So,
like,
so what you're saying is in your mind it's cool.
Yeah. And then, okay. But, like, the fan art's really good in the... other than being really thick,
the graphic novel that looked really
dude,
cool.
Dude, we should bring this up. Chris Grimes?
Chris Grimes knows.
He said, like, oh, I hope I'm famous for something other than accidentally making really chunky andalites.
And
with thick or whatever he said.
He had another tweet.
Have you tweeted it?
He had another tweet where he was like, I wonder if I should put a clap, clap, clap sound effect when
no! He knows about the clap of the dummy thick ass cheeks.
Chris Grimes, we love you.
He's amazing. This is great.
Let's not hate on it before we watch it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this.
You are? Okay.
What's up? We just watched the first 3 episodes of the Animorphs TV show.
Woo!
What do you think?
Why are you being so quiet?
We're a lot more tired than we were when we started.
You weren't tired when you were watching the show.
Yeah, what do you mean? Yeah, she was.
You guys were so excited. You were jumping up and down.
Mm.
So the show starts off with Jake giving a 5-minute monologue about the Yurks.
Yeah. And sitting very still, talking as slowly as possible. And he's sitting in his room. Nothing's happening.
Now I'm wondering if that was...
I think it's kind of artistic and cool.
It's kind of artistic,
do you think that was actually part of the show? Or like...
Didn't
was
special
that
only on the VHS?
Because like the VHS.
That was part of the show because that was the part that I couldn't get through on YouTube.
Okay, because it like started with that, and then the theme song played, and then at the end of these 3 episodes, then it ended with a VHS tape.
Yeah.
A monologue. A
special message.
A monologue, like a direct continuation of the first one.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll play like during the ads. I don't know.
That's weird. I don't think so.
That's way too long and drawn
out.
Yeah,
it was like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
But also, like, I think it's, like, cool, because it's, like, you know, that's what, it's realistic. Like, that's, he doesn't know how to record a monologue explaining the UX.
Okay,
that's
but his
longer
acting sucks, so.
If I, like, have to do a monologue for something, maybe I'll pick that.
And everyone would hate you so much.
Oh, and then the intros, like, I like the music on the intro.
Oh, they only did it at the first episode.
Yeah, I really like the intro, actually.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, they didn't have one on the other episodes. Okay.
At least the episode was just like one episode secretly.
I mean, it is one book.
This was the first book, these 3 episodes.
The episode, the song is called It's All In Your Hands.
Yeah, It's All In Your Hands.
I don't know why it was called like, Hi, My Name Is Jake Part 1, Hi, My Name Is Jake Part 2, and The Underground when it was like all book 1.
It's all about the underground.
They're doing their own thing. It's not the books. They're doing their own thing.
It's
just scene by scene.
I like the opening because like his long dialogue explaining the plot reminded me of the intro of all the books, which
explained
the plot
thing.
For like way too long.
Not a good thing.
I like
it. Show don't tell.
I thought it was cool.
It's a TV show.
TV
show.
Not,
and they, and
the
they still
is,
tell.
Like, this is meant for kids, and that would have scared away all the kids.
This
it's
was
a TV
so
show,
not a kid's
not,
show.
It's a TV show.
No
not
kid
a TV
would enjoy
tell.
This.
Yeah, no kid would enjoy this.
I can't even decide if I enjoy. Okay. I enjoyed it, but only because it was Animorphs. It was like watching the Slenderman movie, where it's like, oh yeah, my boy Slenderman.
Yeah.
He's on the big screen now, even though it's really boring to watch. But
yeah.
Like, hey, I'm curious how they did this.
I definitely
want to watch more after watching those 3.
I want to watch more.
I want to know what like books they use for plots and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm curious
as to how they adapted.
Especially
the Animorphs
the third episode was way better than the first 2. I think.
Was it?
I'm.
It was funnier.
Yeah, it was cheesy. It was cheesier.
I would like to see like how they adapt it. Like I would like to see the whole show just because I'm a fan of Animorphs and I want to like you know see all the Animorphs things. But like as a show, I'm definitely not interested in finding out where Tobias is or whatever. Like in the cliffhanger of the 3rd episode.
No.
Yeah.
Like in terms of the show, like I do not care about anybody. I don't care about the plot. You know, I don't care about like any. Revelations that will come about.
Oh man, Axe might show up. I want to see because I thought that Elfangor looked a lot better than Vista 3 does.
I have a feeling Axe is not going to show up in this show.
Yeah.
They only showed Vista 3 from one angle.
Yeah, they had like they showed Vista 3 like 8 different times. It's always the exact same angle zoomed in of his face.
And it was CGI, talking. So it's not like they.
No, I think
it was animatronic.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, definitely. All the CGI looked way worse than that. CGI in this show was. Not even just see that. All the special effects were awful.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. They were all like slow motion shots. So they were to start the awful CGI for even
There's
longer.
So much dead space in this show. There's, it didn't need to be.
This show
there.
Could have been less than half the length than it was.
Now, to be
so
fair.
So much slowdown, so much like show a shot and then show the same shot from a, or like, not, just so much cuts.
To be fair, the books do the same thing where, hey, let's have another meeting. Oh, hey, let's. No, but some of them do the same. It's like, remember.
Most of the books have long, boring meetings.
Yeah, and remember. And
okay, I like the meeting scenes.
Okay, but the scenes are, the meeting scenes are not like the same thing happening over and over. It's no, like
dialogue or something. Remember in Megamorphs 1 when you literally like have one scene and then in the next chapter it'll show the same scene.
This book, this show was like Megamorphs 1 the entire way through.
Yeah. The books are not just, just like the editing of the show will just like cut.
Awful editing.
It just cut. I want to download this
and like, just like fix it. Like, speed up these slow motion shots. Get rid of half the shots.
Yeah, like,
the editing was hilarious. It was like it was edited like, sometimes it was edited like a joke.
It'll show
there'd be two shots of someone turning around. Like, someone would turn around and they play the shot again of them turning around.
Someone will say something and then it'll like cut to everyone's face to show the reaction and they have no reaction at all.
It'll cut to like everyone's face for like a millisecond each. Like, there were so many really longer fast than that. Cuts. No,
some of them were fast.
Really fast cuts on like nothing happening.
It was too long for there being nothing.
There's a part where like a lion was walking out of a cave and then it like cut to like the lion walking. I thought there's two lions. That's how bad the editing is. I thought there were actually two lions because the way it was edited.
They cut between two shots, identical shots of the lion walking out of the cave. I guess they were like, both these shots look great and we took us so long to get this lion to come out of this damn cave.
Like, listen, if you're gonna have bad acting and bad CGI, at least have decent editing, please. Why is everything about this like incompetent?
I think the casting is good. Marco had some funny stuff.
I like the characters. The characters are pretty accurate to the books.
I think all of us kind of chuckled at Marco saying some stuff.
Yeah.
Which is very in character.
Cassie's not well cast in that sense of she's just like a very conventionally attractive model.
Well, not just well cast, badly, you mean badly dressed.
Yeah, like, that too. She's like makeup.
Cassie's wearing earrings though.
She's wearing loopy, like dangly earrings. Lipstick.
Yeah, like Cassie would not. Cassie like has dirt on her face.
Yeah.
Like, dirt on her hands, dirt on her
She's
shoes.
She's wearing fashionable
jeans. Cassie
jean
looks
jackets.
So like clean and fashionable in this show.
Yeah.
Wait, Rachel has dirt on her shoes?
Cassie. Oh, Cassie's supposed to be like all muddy and dirty and like not makeup, not jewelry, but she looks like really clean and neat in the show.
She looks like you would. Rachel and Cassie are like indistinguishable. Like a cool, like, phone girl. Indistinguishable in terms of like how which one's the popular girl that goes to them all the time.
Yeah.
None of that really came up. Except
Cassie's wearing. Or, was it Cassie,
Cassie
or Rachel
wearing,
who's wearing
Cassie
all
wore
jeans?
So
Cassie
denim.
Was wearing overall. Yeah. Like,
they were
all
wearing lots of denim. It was 2000.
It was 1999.
Fashionable jean jacket and jeans. If that counts.
Yeah, there was... Okay, I will... I guess I do like that they didn't have... Okay, well, never mind, because Rachel didn't really have any character in this book, but I think in the book, sometimes, like, Rachel just being obsessed with fashion gets kind of old and annoying, and there was none of that in the show.
Well, there wasn't, like, time for it.
But there was just no character at all, so I was going to compliment that, but I was like, no, never mind, they just gave her...
They split three TV episodes into one book.
Yeah. Although the first two episodes were narrated by Jake and the second one was narrated by Marco. I mean,
but it
only
just
the
showed...
beginning and the end, so it wasn't really relevant.
Yeah.
But...
yeah.
Although there's a part where like Marco like should we explain any of the plot?
In my opinion,
I guess it's the plot of the first book.
In my opinion, if you're gonna adapt this adapting the Animorphs for TV, you don't need to keep the narration, I don't think. I think you can get rid of the narration pretty easily.
I think they did. I mean, some of the stuff that they added in that wasn't
in the
book.
There's no narration
cool.
like in the episode. It was just the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That was
well,
like done. Okay.
But I mean, like the 3-minute segment of Jake.
Okay, well, that's not as. I mean, like in the episode, like the actual like the beginning of the Marco
cool.
episode 3 had like it was just Marco like walking around the city going like, oh man, any of these people could be a controller, you know, you never know. And then the episode started. Yeah,
and then they had like these really dramatic shots of just people like cleaning their cars.
All slow motion.
Yeah.
It's
over and over
so
again.
Just tracked out, trying to be dramatic. I thought it was funny.
It's
when...
like anyone could be a controller. Dramatic shot of like a they had like okay. I thought they were gonna linger on the shot of like the little kid. Like at least that would be kind of cool, I guess, because it'd be like.
It's all like scary looking old people.
Oh man,
like
this,
a founding.
Oh man, this little kid could be a controller. Then it pans up to just like the mom, and it's like pans up to like this.
And
lady,
the mom
like,
has this
like...
grumpy look on her face.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny when Elfanger gave the cube and Marco's like, I'm not touching that.
I think Marco, I like Marco's character. I like all the characters in it. I mean, the characters who actually did anything. Like,
pretty much just Marco and like his dad.
Tobias's character, well, Tobias was very emo.
Tobias, one of his outfits was black pants, black shirt, leather jacket, hair slicked back.
And it was, he had black hair, like in the book.
Yeah.
And he was just always like creeping around, like away from his friends.
One time he was literally hiding behind a tree away from the rest of them for no reason.
Yeah, you're right.
Just to be sly.
Used to be creepy. Tobias walked in every scene snapping his fingers rhythmically.
The way Marco has such a swagger when he walks, he's way too into walking.
I didn't notice that.
It was mostly like when he was walking up to Jake's house, he was like swinging his arms a lot.
I didn't notice.
Yeah.
We need to talk about the Chapman thing.
He's just such a super villain.
No. I mean the luggage. Oh. There's a part where they're at the construction site. Jake's like hiding in a pipe. And then he sees someone's leg. He sees
just the legs.
Yeah, just the legs. Where he scratches his leg with his other leg.
He stretches the back of his leg with his other foot.
Yeah.
And Jake's like, focusing on it. As a joke,
I said, "Oh, Chapman does that all the time." And then 10 minutes later, Chapman does that in class, and he zooms in on it. And Jake's like, "Oh no!" And then it shows a flashback of the thing in the pipe.
And it shows him itching the leg. It shows twice. It like
3 times in a row. It was ridiculous. Dude. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
Man, what a great show. I mean, it's not good, but...
And then Chapman scratches his ear.
Oh, yeah, all the controllers, there's a recurring thing that they scratch their ears sometimes.
And Marco sees Chapman scratches his ear. Yeah. Marco sees Tom scratch his ear once, and he's like, "Oh, that's it. That's it."
In the book, there's no indication that someone's a controller.
No. Yeah, no. Unless they're going to the sharing.
But no, I guess they scratch their ears. Although maybe that's just them being paranoid. I don't know. But it seems like a recurring thing.
I mean, I was scratching my ear just during this recording.
Yeah.
No, Tom scratched his ear, and then the camera was like.
Yeah, maybe okay, it could be a unresistible narrator thing.
That would be great.
Unreliable, but I doubt it.
Would be great if it turned out.
The book does that a bit.
If it turned out that none of this is real, and this is all just hallucinations. This is all just them with their paranoid schizophrenia.
I mean, the beginning shots look really good, paranoid schizophrenia, mm-hmm. where Jake's looking at everyone. Anyone could be out to get
me. Well, see, I kind of like that, though, because when we're watching that Be Natural, you were like, "Oh, if I didn't know what the show was about, I would assume this person just has schizophrenia or something." And I was like, "Well, no, I like that, because, if someone were to, watch the show, then, you would think that, people talking about Yurks invading aliens and stuff, you would think they're crazy.
So. Oh, do we want to talk about how the Yurks and the Visser lurks? The Yurks are really, really, really small in this.
Oh, yeah, okay, it only showed one shot of a Yurk, and it was
on a CGI ear.
They showed a CGI ear with a CGI Yurk.
Gray CGI ear.
The CGI ear looked so bad. It was awful. It was N64 graphics. Why was it? Why not just
have an ear?
Just have an ear. Have a little You can have a slug pop. It's the smallest possible prop. It'd be the easiest thing have a pop.
It was an homage to the first cover of the book.
Oh yeah, that showed weird CGI face. Oh man.
An homage.
In Visser 3, it showed the first morphing we saw was Visser 3 morphing to eat Elfangor.
It was a shadow.
All of it was off screen.
I like that.
First showed his shadow morphing, but then it's cut to the kids looking and then looking up and so going, much stuff. Oh, he's just eating. Yeah, so much off screen stuff.
When Jake first morphed into a dog and it zoomed down his face and then it zoomed down his feet, and okay, so he's looking at his feet, he's looking at his hands, all these individual parts. I thought okay, the morphing isn't that bad. But then you realize, oh, every single morphing shot, it zooms in on their face. Has it morphing, and then it's just, then the person that is so lazy.
It is understandable, because, that'd be hard to do, but at the same time, it's really boring to watch.
This show should have been a cartoon. This was a bad idea.
Well, cartoons are harder to make.
No.
This is a bad idea.
Yeah, what do you mean, no?
Yes, they are, and that's why, in this show, okay, fun fact, I don't even, this might not be true, I guess, but I think it's true. I've heard it a lot in the Animorphs community. K.A. Applegate originally designed the Andalites to look like gray aliens because if they were to adapt the book into a show or a movie, it would be easy to make them, to put them in the show. And the editor said, no, make them more creative. So she made them the hardest thing possible to put into a movie or show. And then they were good.
Which, I love the Andalites.
And so, and
I mean, there's shows that have centaurs in them. I'm like, what's hard about that? I mean, it's like hard, but not the hardest thing.
You have to like shop a person. No, that is
I guess, okay,
hard.
I guess if you have
there it. There aren't like TV shows on this budget.
I guess if you have it often, it'd be hard.
With the tails? We never even saw the tails at all.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah, we don't even know they have tails.
Basically, all we saw, literally, was their feet and their faces.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, we saw their shoulders sometimes.
You wouldn't even know it's like it was a centaur thing. You would, like, it was weird.
It's funny because the books always go like, oh my god, the tails, and yeah. No tails.
Maybe they reckon the tails.
Maybe they don't have
short.
Them, yeah.
They have cute little pigtails.
Maybe it made them too scary.
I didn't really like Mr. Three's voice. I thought it was too like slight, sneaky sounding.
I don't like the echoey Andalite voice. It's so annoying.
The Andalite voice, I was like, that's kind of hard to understand, but I guess it makes sense. But then it had, like, Cassie thought speaking, and I was like, that echo effect is awful.
Oh, I didn't mind it.
It was better with the... But then after that, it was better. So, like, I don't know if just the first one was really bad, or if I got used to it, but it seemed really, like, bad the first time one of the kids thought spoke.
Mm-hmm. I just don't like the Andalite sounding like old, wise old grandpa.
I didn't notice that.
And Mr. Threes, and I mean, I loved that Chapman sounded like the villain of the Garfield movie.
Chapman was great. Chapman was one of my favorite characters by far.
Wait, is that where the weird quote in the Garfield movie?
Yeah.
Wait, when? What?
Be Natural said,
I hate lasagna.
I hate lasagna and I love Mondays. Is that an actor from the Garfield movie?
He does say, I hate lasagna. I don't know if he says, I love Mondays.
Dude, I was in a video game store, and just that person was just watching the Garfield movie on the TV there.
Nice.
I don't know why.
It's a gamer movie for gamers.
Tobias does not know any of the kids. He's like new around town, and this is like the first day he's met them. And like he shows up in the...
Your hair kind of looks like Tobias's today.
Yeah.
He shows up in the construction site, and that's the first time they like meet Tobias, which was...
They go to the... Okay, no, Capitalgate wrote a perfectly reasonable reason why they could go to the construction site, and the showrunners were like, nah, let's just make
it's
it the totally cliched...
Enough. It's not
they,
exciting enough.
Total cliched... They have to chase a stupid dog or child to the construction site.
It
Yay.
Has to be more exciting, you know? It's got to be more like,
If it was just them trying to do it to be even more like a soap opera and they don't need that. This show is so soap opera-y.
I have notes here. Elfingo knew Tobias' name. Oh, and the disc thing! He was like, oh, Tobias, here's this disc. Guard this with your life.
Then he throws it into the air.
And
Tobias is like,
never
oh.
Catches it.
And then a huge part of the episode plot is like, oh,
why didn't you give it to him when he was standing right there?
You forgot about it.
Guard this with your life. It's so important.
He's like, oh, you need to get out of here now. He's like, oh, wait, hang on. Dude, grab this. And then they don't have time to get it. And then a huge part of the plot is like them like getting the disc back from the construction site. Wait, do they come back to the construction site in the book for some reason?
They do to check up on... Like, what's going on.
Okay, not true, like... So they had, again...
They just go back there and they hear Chapman say, hey,
oh, yeah,
watch out! Make sure nobody knows an Andalite was here! Cover up those Hork-Bajir tracks!
Oh, dude, the Hork-Bajir tracks were so funny!
There's just, like, little, like, holes in the ground.
There's
just,
holes
hey,
in the ground.
Make sure no one sees those Hork-Bajir was there! He says it so loud. Like, Jake's, like, two blocks away and he hears Chapman shouting about aliens.
Am I the only one who... I wrote down the quote. Am I the only one here who sees this Hork-Bajir footprint? Will someone fill in before it makes a front page? As if like someone would see three little holes in the ground, like, oh, that's an alien footprint. There's a conspiracy here.
And there's another part where they're in the classroom and they hear Jake and Marco are sitting alone in the classroom and they hear from the closed classroom door, hey, come here! And then he goes over and looks at Chapman and they watch from inside the closed classroom door as Chapman talks in an empty hallway to a kid and goes, y'all are gonna go to the Yerk Pool tonight, right? It's gonna be a big giant party!
It wasn't that loud.
Did you bring all the coke?
That one was less loud. He was just like, hey,
okay,
been,
no, but,
have
but,
been finding
okay,
the
but no, the kids were like in like the classroom, like at the opposite wall, looking at like rats in a cage, and they overheard him say, come to the Yerk Pool, catch the Andalites.
They're very loud. Yeah, the disc thing, I did appreciate that they added in, like, another plot element, so I was at least somewhat intrigued by what it was.
I kind of like the stuff they added. Like
otherwise, it'd be like, okay, yeah, I know what's going to happen, hurry up, this is way too slow, but it's like, okay, they added a disc.
There's a lot of stuff
I mean,
added.
To me, it was just too obvious that they added that because they didn't have the budget or they didn't want to put in the effort to actually, like, depict what was in the book.
But what is it? What is in the book? What
the
do you
book
mean?
The book was full of boring stuff, though, being actual.
Remember they had the scene where they were, like... Tobias, where like Tobias was a, I don't know.
They had okay, yeah. They took out the scene where Tobias shows Jake how to morph and then gets naked in front of him. The,
yeah,
fine,
come on.
That's good.
They, we don't need that.
Zoo chase scene.
They added in half the characters wear leather jackets all
the
time.
You know what? They got rid of the Pudge in the first book while I was reading it, and I was like, oh, yeah, I like Animorphs now. They got rid of that Pudge. The Zeus chase scene. Mm-hmm. Before that, I wasn't sure if I liked Animorphs.
And it was even like, if it was in the show, it wouldn't have been until episode 3. Cause that's when they did that stuff.
Yeah.
They just like snuck in.
There's like a part with the police officer and like the cops.
So loudly shouting, hey, hide these end lights or something.
There's like a, in the books, there's a part where
they police... get stopped by a cop. That part is cool.
Yeah, and then Cassie has to kill him, I think. At the end of the book, like, they're like, what about that police officer that knew about us? And then Jake says, Cassie said we didn't have to worry about him anymore. She said she didn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Animorphs is dark.
Did you miss that one?
I only remember that because Cinnamon Bunza pointed it out.
There's some neat foreshadowing where they're in Cassie's animal area, and Cassie's like, oh yeah, Cassie's mom is like, oh yeah, this hawk, its mother was shot. And Marco's like, well, I bet he misses her.
Oh my god.
And we don't know that Marco has no mom yet until later in the episode when his dad's there alone, and then it zooms in dramatically on this picture of a happy family of three. And you don't see his mom anymore. And he's like, oh yeah, well, you know, you have a happy family, but I don't anymore.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it was a red-tailed hawk that they had.
Probably not.
Did not have a red tail.
The tiger was white. They didn't say the word red-tailed hawk in the show at all, so, no.
They didn't.
It doesn't really matter.
They don't go into the bird types.
It's just kind of interesting.
Were Cassie and Marco flirting with each other in the show?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Not Cassie.
Rachel and Tobias.
No, Rachel and Marco. Rachel and Marco flirting with each other?
Oh my god, there's a part where, like, Rachel says,
when they're in the barn.
Rachel says, I wanted to bite into your neck.
I just wanted to sink my teeth into your soft, furry rat neck.
And she,
and then he goes,
because she was a cat and he was a mouse, and there was the first time they ever morphed. And she, like, leans up against his neck and says that.
I just wanted
in, like, a breathy voice.
Sink my teeth into your soft, furry really rat
weird.
Neck. And then, like, curls up to his chest and then goes away.
And then later, like, I assume this is also them flirting, but Rachel morphs the cat, and then Cassie's like, oh, you're too clean looking to be a stray. So she grabs a handful of dirt and sprinkles it on the cat. And then Marco licks his hand and then pets the cat. And she's like, hey, Marco, stop that. And like, oh, I'm just helping. I assume that was him flirting with her. I don't really know what was up with that, though.
Wait, he licked his hand?
That's what it looked like to me.
I thought he just grabbed some dirt. Like,
The line was, you look too good to be a stray, yeah.
She just pours dirt on her.
That's what Cassie really said, though. Marco didn't say that.
No, Marco, like, licked his hand to pet her, and then she was like, hey, Marco, stop that, you know, I don't know. Maybe he did grab dirt, I didn't notice. Oh, okay, we'll get to that later,
Cassie
actually.
Was flirting with Rachel.
Everyone looked really old.
Everyone looked really old.
Tom looks like he's, like, 40, 50.
Tom looks like he was, like, the same age as the Ghostbusters we saw in the preview.
Tom has some great dialogue, though. But he's like, Jake, there's more to life than throwing his ball at a stupid hoop. There's lots of girls at the show. You'll see you two clowns later. There's your actual quote.
I love the stupid hoop quote.
Throwing a ball at a stupid hoop. And then Chapman, like, picks up a list. Or she stomps by a lizard and says, disgusting creatures.
Oh my god.
Dude,
that's. And then he goes in the closet. And then he's like, oh, is everything ready? And then Tom, like, is away from the camera. He turns towards the camera dramatically and says, everything's ready. There's so much.
Tom says, I need those Condrona nutrients.
There's a lot of really funny dialogue.
That part was his disgusting features. He really reminded me of President Cooper from the Super Mario Bros.
And then
movie.
He...
Yeah, some of the sets
a lot of stuff
from
this
reminded
me of... For the record, we all love the Super Mario Bros. Movie. Unironically, it's a great movie.
Referring to the 1993 live-action movie, not the beautifully animated one.
Way better than this. A lot of this show reminded me of it in some ways,
but,
though.
And then when they're in the Tom... When Tom and Chapman are in the closet together before they come out of the closet and get married and everyone supports them and loves them... Chapman picks up the lizard for no reason in front of Tom and holds it in Tom's face and is like, disgusting, no. Disgusting, disgusting creature!
Well,
and then he just drops
it. He stomped his foot. He's like, oh, I hate these lizards.
Yeah.
And then he just did nothing
else.
He acts
like President Cooper to me.
Yeah.
oh, these disgusting
I'd like
mammals.
To order a pizza.
And the morph reminded me of the De-Evolution too.
Yeah, me too.
And the
oh my god, that's all, it's like all coming full circle. That's the
well, no, I kept thinking the Maui movie while watching this, but I was like, man, the Maui movie is like actually like
I didn't realize that.
It's
I didn't
fun
realize
to watch.
You're right,
I'm
though.
Like this.
There are so many, you're right, there are so many things.
Cassie does some like neat tricks here, like she becomes a horse and paints her legs blue so that when she's sneaking around
yeah,
and
okay,
her
how
feet
the,
are visible,
she, was
then
Cassie in
the
that
controllers
scene
sorry, think that she is an Andalite.
So I don't understand what Marco did, but he had like a boombox and like those
okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
this is when they're in the construction
okay,
site
so,
trying to get the disc back.
Yeah, so they're trying to get the disc from the construction site. Everyone's like burying the hole where the ship exploded or whatever.
They're trying to hide the evidence the aliens were there
all the,
and covering
all
the hook.
So what Marco does is he lights two, what are they called? Flares? He lights
yeah.
two flares and holds up
the
flares.
Candles shoot out
the
flares.
But he's like
yeah.
around the corner, so they can't see the flares. Oh no, that was just to make light. So he lights two flares. And then he plays an alien spaceship landing noise on his boombox and says, "Oh, wait here, they're landing," and then runs away.
And then everyone comes by. And
everyone comes
disc.
Along and says, "Wait, hold on,
they
there's no big
the
spaceship
ditch.
Here.
Because actual spaceship's landing happened to sound exactly like the stock sound effect spaceship landing.
Whatever sci-fi sound collection tape that Marco had. On
yeah. No, there was no like wind that the spaceship was like causing, like no like.
Well,
yeah.
they were around the corner. To be
I
fair,
guess that's
they
true.
Couldn't. They probably wouldn't have been able to feel the wind, but like he could have just said, "Hey," and they would have ran over there.
Yeah, that worked in Book 12. Look over here.
Look over there.
There's also a part.
So and I don't know if you know you guys noticed this, but I did. But when they were running off, like before the horse thing, Marco had a bucket of blue paint with him.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't notice. Yeah, I didn't notice that.
They ran out, and I was like, oh my god.
So did it,
what is
did
the,
it
I saw all
so
the,
did Cassie morph there, and then they painted her?
Yeah, I saw all the ridiculous props they had, and I was like, oh my god.
I didn't notice any
of
that.
Box,
I was, oh yeah, Marco,
bucket of paint.
Marco
like,
left
I
his,
thought that was Visa 3 when they saw the blue horse. Like, so what happened was...
Yeah, because it looked about as convincing as
yeah,
the actual
they saw like an Andalite, and they were like, oh, there's the Andalite, we have to chase it. But it was like, the top half of it was like behind a wall, you just saw its legs. And
yeah.
She...
There's an Andalite just casually sauntering about.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there were those...
They didn't, like, go under the wall to, like, look at it.
Oh, you're right.
They like, just, like,
how,
ran...
They just, like, slowly walked away.
And they just, like, ran, like, around the wall. And
now, morphing in this show takes a lot less time than in the books.
Like,
so does acquiring. Acquiring's, like, you just pet a cat and then it's acquiring.
Now, I think that's how it works.
I would complain that the morphing was too fast, but, like, we don't
I don't
want to
watch
we don't
morphing.
Need to watch more of that.
I don't
it's
need more padding.
Long.
No more padding.
Well, back to all the city props they're carrying for the plan. So Marco's leaving his house carrying like a boombox and blue paint, and his dad said, "What are you doing?" He said, "Oh, we're doing a scavenger hunt," which I think is a pretty good excuse.
I like Marco's dad.
And Marco,
he was
yeah.
fine. He wasn't bad.
He seemed like, you know...
I think all the characters in this were pretty good. I think that was the best part of the show.
He
was
wasn't...
The characters were...
The dad was not, like... The dad was basically how I imagined him in the books.
Yeah.
Oh, also... Cassie has some quick thinking where they go to the Yerk pool, and for some reason Cassie just, like, wanders around and, like, goes to the dock, and then they're like, "Hey, take the Yerk out of your ear." And she's like, "Oh, it's not coming out." And then she, like, picks up a rock and drops
like,
it from
holds
her
up against her ear
yeah,
and drops it.
Drops it. And she's like, and oh, and they sound... And she's like, oh, no, no, don't put me back in the cage. Oh, boy, I hate these yurks.
And then they...
And then Jake, like, pulls out a tiger.
And then the two lions come out of the hole.
It looks like... It, the way it's shot really makes it seem like there are two lions.
Why did she get up
out.
To the dock? Because like before
I don't
then,
know. Like she like, wasn't.
No,
she
no,
wasn't
what
captured.
Happened, they walked into the. They just walked into the underground. The Yerk pool area.
Yeah,
and then some guy went up to them and was like, "Hey, kids, get in line." And then Jake went up to him, like puffed out his chest, and was like, "We answered to Visit 3 directly, so get out of our way."
No, Tobias said
and it's
that.
Like the, it's like
Tobias
the,
said that.
That's Tobias.
Oh, Tobias is so
it's
cool.
Like the toughest looking guy in the whole show.
Yeah,
was
some,
his driver tells
yeah.
him.
And then Tobias just goes up and says, no.
Can we talk about the shot?
And,
of
but then why Cassie still goes down and like gets
she's just
school.
An idiot.
So what's the point of what's the point of them saying that?
Can we talk about the shot of them going in line to go down the Yerk pool?
Yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
They were in line and it just like cut for dramatic effect, like three spaces
jump
up the
cuts.
Line.
They literally did a bunch of jump cuts. And
yeah,
they,
there were so many
all.
Jump cuts in
this.
This
is like
this
the
thing.
Worst kind of editing because it's like, you know, editing is supposed to make you not realize
yeah.
that there's editing going on.
Like
it's
every,
just supposed to look like how
every
life looks.
Every freaking like 4 seconds, I was thinking editing.
I was reminded editing.
It seems like the editor just wanted to use every single shot they had.
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, it does, actually. The editor was like, you gotta use something of everything.
I like that elephant go, like, threw this alien disc at them, and they're like, oh, let's try to put it in our computer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This alien technology.
And then it doesn't work on Shampira. It looks like it's running DOS. Like, it doesn't even have a...
That was not... It was GI. The computer had a giant Arial font. There's no way that was, like, an actual computer system. It was, like, a DOS machine, but in a giant... A huge,
didn't the
like,
computer say, like, I don't size. Recognize the manufacturer of this disk? Like,
it said something that seemed to imply that it actually, like, went in somehow.
Do computers do that? Like, do computers say, I don't recognize the manufacturer of the disk?
Oh, that might have been.
Like, video game consoles do. Where they'll say, I can't, like,
but, you know,
understand.
When you install an app that you downloaded from the internet, it's like, Windows doesn't recognize this developer, you know?
Okay, yeah. I don't think that would happen if
and
you
then the computer crashed, and then Tom came in. What are you doing?
That
and then
awesome.
And then Cassie's like, oh, we're just laughing because Marco. What did they say?
She said, oh, just cracking up. Marco said something funny,
Rachel
and they stared at him like suspiciously, like, and none of them were laughing. Like he walked in, like, what are you guys doing? And she's like, oh, we're just cracking up. Marco said something funny, like.
And then Tom scratches his ear.
And walks away.
And then Mogo's like, Tom scratches his ear.
The kids look so old. And, like, if you can avoid using kids, they should at least be, like, somewhat decent actors. Like, kids being actors, yeah, they're going to be bad actors. But these are, like, I don't know how old. Do you know how old they actually were?
No.
Because they looked like they were in their
30s. You could look it up. Look up Sean Ashmore.
Sean Ashmore is great.
I guess I'll look up Sean Ashmore.
I kind of like some of the sets in this show looked like a party. Like they go to the arcade.
Oh my god.
But it's like computer screen set up and it's like this green and purple like walls all over and they're playing like a looks like a PS1 game.
Was this made 99?
98.
He was only 20 at this point then, so.
He looked way older than 20, yeah.
Must be the lighting.
Yeah, the lighting sucked.
Yeah, everything's like, I don't know. The York pool looked like a fun place to be.
York pool looked awesome.
It looked cool. Yeah, I said I wanted to.
There's like these like distro like laser lights.
Yeah.
I like how the first thing you see is like this bright red lighting on rock. It's like, oh yeah, it looks like hell. But then there wasn't any more red lights, so I don't know why.
Yeah, it was just all like purple and like there was like smoke machines everywhere.
It wasn't nearly as big as it's made out to be in the book or the graphic.
Oh yeah,
they don't have time to make.
No, it's basically just like a single pond.
Yeah.
In a cave. It doesn't even show the people in caves. You just hear people like, "Oh no, not again! Oh, take me out of here! Oh, I don't like this."
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't even see the cages.
No.
I wonder if it been that hard.
You kind of saw the inside of one, maybe.
You kind of see some people are startling. They didn't have that many people.
There was a shot in one of the episodes where like somebody's running and then they cut to a Horkbajir like face, just like you know.
Oh, was that the only Horkbajir we saw? Was that
we face? Saw a full
oh,
body
no, we
shot?
We did see full body shot. It looks so weird.
And we saw it in the York pool. It looked kind of like the book covers too. Mm.
It looked really ugly, but yeah.
The movement wasn't very good. The movement
there was a fake. Shot, so there was somebody running from behind, you saw the shot, and then there was a shot of a Horkbajir head just like turning or something. And then the person tripped. And I think that was trying to be an action scene of like the Horkbajir attacking somebody.
Oh shoot! Did you break the VHS tape?
No, it ate my tape.
Okay, whatever. We watched it once.
Wow.
Rip.
What does that mean, eight?
It means that the tape is, like, spewing out intestines from the machine.
Can't you just twist it back in?
I mean, I have to get it out first. Man,
oh, no,
it's, like, stuck
it's
in the machine.
There.
Yeah.
Wait, for the record, I did not spend much money on this at all. It was very cheap.
It was?
Yeah.
That's good.
I believe so. Why is everyone going away?
I have to throw away some stuff.
Oh, I was just wanting a stretch.
Okay.
I didn't expect that at all.
Yeah, it played fine.
It wound just fine.
Oh, yeah, you wound it too, yeah. Huh. Anyway. I want to see more of the show to see which plots they use. Because, like, I'm sure they don't do every book. And I assume X isn't going to show up.
There's 20 episodes. How
26.
Could they couldn't... Okay, they couldn't possibly...
Well, no, every book's up to where we are.
Oh, okay. Well,
like, which,
considering
like,
they took 3 episodes to not even get through book 1.
Well, no, I'm just curious. Like, I assume they'll skip some books.
Yeah.
I'm curious which ones.
Mm-hmm.
similar to the, what I assume the comic will do if it continues doing that for several years.
But it was a bad idea. It should have been a cartoon.
I still have more notes about, like,
I would love an Animorphs cartoon. That would be so cool. Especially, like, in this year where there's a lot of reboots and stuff of, like, a lot of adaptations of older stuff. It could totally happen. It would be awesome. The
graphic novel is very good, though.
It is pretty
cool. I mean, cartoons take a lot more time to make the graphic novels, though.
Yes.
And, like, the graphic novel is already taking one book per year.
Well, that's because...
That's because it's just one guy doing it.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that's true. If you had a whole team, it'd be cooler.
Yeah, are you under the impression that, like, there are only one episode of every animated show per year?
No, unless, it's like, I don't know, cartoons are hard to make.
Yes.
Anyway.
I'm not saying I'm going to make
I like how the lizard thing, there was no spider involved, and also I like how...
That's nice.
I like how in the lizard thing, like, Jake and Marco both morphed in the lizards.
I like how it's explained that the lizards are, like, from a science project, and not that, you know, they just are part of the wildlife.
It was?
But there were just lizards on the floor.
Yeah, they had, like, a tank with the
lizards. No, the lizard on the floor was the one that Marco lost or something. Which is pretty weird because...
I didn't catch that at all.
Marco, like, Jake said, like, oh, I lost a lizard. And then Marco was like, I saw it. Chapman stepped on it. Which is kind of weird because Chapman acted like he's seen lizards, sees lizards all over the place. Like, he just saw one. He was like, disgusting creatures. Which is not how you would react if you saw a lizard in that must have come from the
science project. Well, why not? No, if there was, like... If someone was afraid of snakes and they see, like, a snake crawling through the hall, even if it's part of a science project, and it's like, ew, gross, I hate that.
Well, you'd be like, oh my god.
You wouldn't say disgusting creature.
Yeah, you would. No, you would say, oh my gosh, what's this doing here, if you knew it, if it wasn't for a science project. Because then you're like, oh, this should not be in our building. But if it just, like, escaped, you'd be like, oh, gross, what's...
What? No, you wouldn't, okay.
I think he doesn't, like, he isn't in charge of science, he's a principal.
This is
like,
me,
Right, so he'd be like, what is this lizard doing here? How did this get in the freaking school?
He just thinks it's gross. I don't know. It seems normal to me. I've never done that before.
He acted like he sees them all the time.
Can I put this back in now? Will it work now?
I assume. I don't know.
I'll try it.
It'll be partway through.
Oh, also, in the hallway at school, there's a banner that says the sharing. I thought that was
funny. Oh, yeah. It says the sharing in, like, the worst font ever.
Was it a font? I couldn't see
it. It wasn't a font. It was, like, somebody's handwriting...
Oh, and after when they unmorph lizards, they, like, go into a locker, Chapman walks by, and then, like, half a second after he walks by, they unmorph and come out of the locker. Like, oh, you don't think you should have, like, waited a bit? I don't know. That was weird. Lots of weird stuff that shouldn't work.
I remember reading somewhere that, like, fast-forwarding through the tape is supposed to, like,
talk about that.
Get lit or something.
Jake cares.
Maybe just watching the fast forward will help us remember.
Jake starts carrying the disc around in his pocket, even though.
Oh yeah, is that what that was? Because I was confused about that scene.
Yeah, then Marco was like, "Hey, maybe you shouldn't leave that disc at home. You know, in case like Tom sees it or something." He's like, "Oh no, I carry it in my pocket now."
So he can morph.
You'd think it would be Tobias's.
Yeah, since Elfingol looked at Tobias and said, "Tobias, guard this with your heart and soul," and now it's just Jake's now, I guess. Thanks, Jake.
Oh, so this ended with, you know, the four of them leave the Yurk pool area.
And they don't know where Tobias is.
And there's, like, a hawk on a sign, and Marco's like, oh, thanks for saving us, Tobias. And Cassie or someone's like, that's not Tobias. And Marco's like, what? I've been talking to an ordinary hawk, man. And they're like, oh, where's Tobias? And then sad music plays, and then it ends.
So this technically was not the end of book one. There's still a little bit of book one where they find Tobias, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, even fast-forwarding, this is taking so long for Jake to finish talking.
Monologue at the beginning.
Yeah.
Dear. This seems like a reasonable pace to watch a show at, fast-forwarding.
There's no audio, though.
I like the bouncing.
I think it should be... You should watch this... If you're watching this on YouTube, you can probably watch it at double speed and not lose anything.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly. But more better if you could, like, cut out a bunch of stuff.
You should make, like, a... Editor's cut of
I said I want to, like, download it and, like, fix all this garbage that's in this show.
If somebody already did, like, so I saw on I was in the Animorphs server and someone was like, hey, check out my fan Animorphs TV show. And I was like, oh, someone made a fan, you know, production, that's cool, but it was just an edit of this show. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm just, nothing's gonna make me want to watch this except that I want to just see all the Animorphs stuff, but nothing's gonna make me enjoy this.
You watch it now.
Yeah.
Okay. I have nothing else to say on this.
I have two just quotes written down.
I liked it a little more than I expected to, but it's only because we get to see the Animorphs and what they did with it. It's not a fun
honestly,
show.
Honestly, yeah, I wouldn't say it's unwatchable.
No. I was very excited for this. It was so bad that it was funny. A lot of the parts, way too long. I mean, okay, it's one book in 80 minutes, which is shorter than it takes to read, but too long, too many long shots for no reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to watch more. I want to
like,
watch
look, see how, see, look, just watch how many shots there are, just them just looking back and forth at each other.
Like, this is ridiculous. This, like, we're watching this fast forward. There's just so many different shots for no reason. Others here. Anyway, I have two notes of quotes. Visor 3 says, I will be in my chambers, which I thought was just a, I haven't heard him say that in the book. He has chambers, I guess. He, like, takes baths or whatever.
Take him down to the dungeon.
And
I would be
one
in my
the,
chambers.
One of the last things Marco said in the book is, now I get to change my shape more often than I change my underwear. Which
oh,
is
yeah,
probably
yeah.
the first joke Marco made in this show.
No, he Marco said some funny
about?
Stuff.
He said he didn't make any, like, actual jokes.
No, but he's
like,
just
oh,
trying to say some funny stuff. And, like, they put the computer in the alien dish in the computer, and they said, oh, well, Marco's like, oh, worked on Independence Day.
Oh, yeah, he references
yeah, he references an old movie. I haven't seen that movie. I own it.
Yeah.
There's a scene in Invader Zim where Dib, like, plugs something into the Irken computer, and he's like, I hope the Irkens just happen to use the same operating system as I do. And then like, a few seconds later, he hears beep, 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 and he's like, yes! And apparently that's a reference to Independence Day, I guess, and not just a joke about tropes in general.
It's a funny
guy. Maybe we should watch Independence Day now. And
no,
then
I don't want to.
Do another
There's not nearly enough justification for that.
Well, why have we had Ford on this?
I remember reading, like, somewhere like 2 years ago that if, like, fast-forwarding through tapes is good for them or something.
It's good for them?
Yeah. If there's, like, a snag on it, it'll, like, run over it and, like, smooth it out, you know? It makes sense to me.
How long is this going to take to fast-forward?
I mean, it shouldn't do the whole thing. Oh, there's leg edging.
It's gonna take a while.
Those
well,
hork
yeah,
pajira legs aren't bad. Like the shot of just the hork pajira legs is pretty good.
Well, yeah, they every.
Oh my god, the dog is so cute. I love him. I love the dog.
Oh, Homer was great.
Every shot of every creature was zoomed in, and
oh my
most
god,
of them look
so
bad.
Cute.
But
what
like,
the heck was that?
But like, there's not much else they could do, you know.
There's the single shot of Visor 3 that they keep reusing.
Man, them talking about school.
I don't think it's the same exact shot. It's
no,
the same
it
angle
wasn't. That was
okay.
Like a different angle, but
I think they just filmed like 5 minutes of the animatronic just moving around randomly.
You know, you say that she did the hardest possible thing to have on in a show, but you know they don't make the mouse move, so that's something.
Yeah.
They look so old.
They look fine.
They don't look like they're 12, that's for
no,
sure.
No, that's true. They don't look like
Jake's 20, yeah.
You might assume that they're supposed to be a little bit older.
Because they're
they
high school, I guess.
Never said specifically that they were 12.
Doesn't it say they're, like, in middle school?
It never said it's never said their age. It's implied that they're
okay,
in middle school.
Okay, okay.
They talked about Tom, like,
middle school, I guess maybe this is high school. If it's middle school, what middle school principal wears a suit and tuxedo to work every day.
What? That seems reasonable.
It's not a tuxedo. It's just a suit and tie.
A suit and tie.
My principal always wore a tie to work.
Really?
What's wrong with it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did your principal wear?
In middle school?
Yeah.
He just wear, like, regular clothing?
Like a t-shirt and
he's
jeans?
He's not the principal. He's the assistant principal.
So? I feel like most people in middle school, like, still wore ties to school. Like, most of the teachers and
all
stuff.
Not. All right. Well, maybe this doxes me, I guess. I go to the one school.
You live in the one school in the country.
Yeah.
The teachers at my school didn't really wear ties, but the principal did.
Not all of them did. I think they wore button-up shirts, at least.
Mm-hmm.
He's just a classy guy, Chapman.
Yeah, and he doesn't like the lizards.
Doesn't seem too out of place.
Man, this is still just episode one. And...
No, this is episode two.
Oh, this is episode two now?
My name is Jake 2.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, these episodes really ran together, if you can't tell by the fact that we did not have a specific...
Well, yeah,
did we talk about how they can morph all their clothing and not just morphing suits?
Yeah,
no, we didn't.
Which makes sense for having a show.
Which means that
I think it was a good choice.
I'm glad they didn't have the scene where, like, Tobias teaches Jake how to morph and then gets naked in front of him. And.
Which means that Jake is morphing the thing in his pocket, like, into his animal self.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think of that. We're just staring at the fast.
It doesn't make I mean, it makes people question now, like, you know, if they can just morph, like, everything, like, can they, like...
Morph, like, pick something up and morph it while they're
right.
holding it in their hand?
Like, there's so many I think that's okay.
I think it's just, you know, it's a show, so like they don't have to explain it like you would for a book. Okay, so like, sure, they're fine. Just gonna ignore that.
Well,
honestly, yeah,
if you're gonna like, incorporate the
it seems like the show can, I'm gonna let the show take a lot more
liberties
than the book did, just because it doesn't have as much time to explain stuff, and also because it has to show it instead of, you know, you can write anything you want in a book and it really doesn't take that much effort. But, like, in a show, yeah, that's going to be a little difficult to pull off.
Especially
because it would be boring to just have them go into their morph suits.
Oh, my God, she really does, like, lean on him.
Yeah, she goes up to his neck to, like, lick it.
When she says, I wanted to eat some tasty
rat, I wanted to sink my teeth into your yummy, furry rat neck.
That was such a weird...
Delicious.
Like, I know, like, in the book, like, I've been noticing, like, recently, like... I've been noticing recently Rachel and Marco like are getting along better and like joking with each other in a way that doesn't just seem mean.
The chemistry between the characters seems very forced in this.
Yeah, it does. What like, the chemistry? I love Rachel and Marco's chemistries in the book.
Rachel's little sister was like, "Oh, yeah. I'm gonna take a picture of you and Tobias so that I have a record of your first boyfriend."
I like that. That seemed realistic.
No.
I don't even know.
It's not realistic.
Yeah, little siblings sometimes are like, oh,
you have a boy. Mustard, how many younger siblings do you have?
18.
How many younger siblings is better
27.
Have? Okay.
No, little kids like making fun of people for having boyfriends.
Yeah, but why would you take a picture of it?
To make fun of her.
It's probably like one of those fake cameras where it's like just like has like a single picture on the front and it makes a click noise and that's it.
Did you guys like the scene where Rachel was giving her necklace to her little sister?
Yeah, what the heck was that?
Yeah.
She was like, she didn't know if she would get back alive. This is their first mission.
They didn't know.
Just seemed really suspicious. She's like, here, take this necklace. And the sister was like, what's wrong with it? Why are you doing this to me?
And she's like, oh, you're my little sister. I'm surprised they didn't explain that, because they explained so... Like, you're going to have a flashback of Chapman scratching his leg.
They over-explained lots of things.
Yeah, but not explain why she gave him... I don't think a kid would understand that. That she's going to die, so she gave her the necklace.
Yeah.
I understood it.
Well, also...
You're not a kid!
Things seem so
much... I think I thought about it and then, like, forgot about it.
Things just
seem so weird.
So much less dangerous in the show than in the book. So
oh, yeah,
because
you're
also...
cool. There's, like, one Yorkpedir and he never even attacks. He just kind of stands around.
Yeah, in the Yorkpedir, I was like, someone could easily just, like, get out of their grasp and run away, I think.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of humans.
I think Elfenbo being eaten was kind of scary, yeah. Mm.
Yeah, they just showed the kids looking at it.
I thought that's kind of how I imagined it in my head with the shadow.
I mean, yeah, I can't really picture the monster whatever his name is, morphs.
The Giddy Peter.
Cassie's still wearing her overalls. That's nice.
Ready.
Oh, you're the part where Tom talks about how basketball throwing balls is a stupid hoop.
And then Jake is like,
I'm looking up on IMDb who the actor is for Tom, who that is, and how old they were.
Yeah, it's stupid that they didn't, like, start out with more of an introduction of the characters, because, like, all we know about these kids is about the spaceship and stuff. But it's, like, at the beginning of the first book, you know, you heard about Jake and how he wants to be on the basketball team and how his older brother Tom is cool and stuff.
Yeah, instead we just get Jake saying, hey, let me talk to you for 5 minutes about
these aliens. We didn't even know Rachel's parents are divorced.
Yeah, well, I don't think we find that out
until, like, book 7.
I can't figure out how old this guy is. Joshua, please, if you listen to this, please tell us how old you are.
Only Jake and Rachel have battle morphs?
Oh, yeah,
I think Cassie acquired a tiger, too.
No, Cassie's got the horse.
Cassie's a horse.
No, but wasn't Cassie, like, in the cage with Rachel? I thought it was like,
maybe there were two lions.
Who's the...
It cuts three different times on that line. Just like different people.
Yeah, so whoever edited this loves jump cuts.
Make sure you buy the VHS tape and watch this fast forward along with us while it cuts stuff.
Oh, out. There's a party laser in the pool.
I'm guessing though.
What a party!
Yeah, I think the lasers are the cage. I think maybe that's the cage.
Oh, okay.
Like they're behind those lasers.
Oh, it looks really fun.
They didn't want to make it look too terrifying, you know, for kids.
If they don't want to make it too terrifying, why did they make the yolk pool red, bubbling liquid? It looks like
lava.
Deadly lava. And they had, like, a screaming. I think the screamer's
really cheesy. It's like, no, don't put me in the cage again. I don't think that.
I like how the first shot of the yolk pool we see is, like, just red rock. You know, it helped, without saying it, show, like, oh,
you are
like,
in a scary underground area.
Yeah.
Because in the first book, they're like, oh, yeah, I felt like I was going down into hell, but they couldn't do that.
They live on Gillian Court, everybody.
And they live in Canada because Jake sounds Canadian.
He says, oot. Gillian Court.
Oh, that's the end. Wait, never mind. We have to listen to Jake talk for 5 minutes first.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's go to bed.
Final thought. We need to end the episode first.
Or continue. Oh, yeah, do we have a joke? Are we having a joke for this one or not? Because it's not a main.
Oh!
No joke.
No, I can pull out the knock knock joke.
We can pull out the knock knock joke board.
We in the exact same patch of dirt where we picked up Humanimorphs book 4. Be Natural found a knock knock book
joke. Wait, are you serious?
What? No, it was in one of those free library.
Yeah, but I didn't know it was in the same spot.
Yeah, we got this from the same spot.
Okay, we just like 10 knock knock jokes. Does that help?
Knock knock jokes. Oh boy, they show us something.
I hope this doesn't eat my tape again. Like, maybe I'll put a sticky note on there that says, may eat tape.
I'm gonna go to J for Jake, and also because I know that the J's are really bad jokes. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Jack N.
Jack N who?
Jack in the box.
Okay, now go to R for Rachel. Hang on, I want to read one just because I don't get it, and I want someone to call someone in and tell us comments. What this means. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Janet R. Janet R who?
Janet R in a drum.
Is janitor in a drum like a...
Like turkey in the straw?
Janitor like janitor drum? Carries on like a big garbage bin. That you could call that a drum, like an oil drum.
Man, there's no Jake in here.
I don't like how the tape sounds right now, man. It's probably eating it again. I'm gonna have to get a new player, man.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Cassie.
Cassie who?
Cassie Nova, how can you resist me?
Yeah.
Knock knock.
Why are all of these like...
Is that a song?
How big of an ego they have.
Knock knock.
Like one of them was like, I am the answer to your prayers or something.
A lot of them are like, oh, I have more knock knock jokes for you. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Cassie.
Cassie who?
Cassie O Watch.
Cassie O Watch?
I don't get that one either.
Like I can't see your watch.
Not
I
can't
really want to see the time.
Can I see
who's
your watch?
There?
Someone else say who's there.
Who's there?
Cassie.
Cassie who?
Cassie, you now. I've got to run.
Why did you come to my house then?
Hang on. Cassie, Jake. Let's go to Rachel. There's no Jake in here.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Oh, I
Jake.
Like the way that sounds.
Jake, who?
Jake Paul.
That's a good one.
Okay.
No Rachel. The only thing to Rachel is knock knock.
Who's there?
Raisin.
Raisin who?
Raisin Kane.
What?
Raisin Kane. I don't know what this book is horrible.
For Raisin.
There's just creepy pictures of this dog with big long legs.
You can literally say anything for Raisin who? And is it Raisin Kane?
What does that mean? Rachel, maybe they'll have Toby, let's see. Maybe they'll have Tobias even. OPQRST.
What's that stretchy arm dog on the
He's in every page. It's this dog with long arms and legs and human hands.
That is the most humanoid dog I've ever seen. Anywhere.
This isn't Tobias, but I like knock knock.
Who's there?
The genius.
The genius who?
The genius out of the bottle.
The most human looking dog.
There's no...
What is that thing? Is that Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
Tommy.
That thing looks freaky.
We can pretend Tom's last name is Hills and say knock knock.
Knock knock, who's there?
Tom Hills.
Tom Hills who?
Tom Hills all wounds.
What? Time heals all wounds.
Knock knock.
Oh. Who's there?
Tommy.
Tommy who? Tommy in it? Tommy in it?
I have a tummy ache.
I'm gonna say that joke to people I know.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Teodor?
Is
that
Toreador?
Toreador?
Like yeah,
Toreador,
yeah. Toreador? That's the closest thing to Tobias in here.
Toreador who?
Toreador down. Now can they come in? hang on, who did we do, Marco? Was that all the characters?
Did we do Rachel? Oh yeah, we did Raisin.
Gotta do Axe and Millie.
Marco and then Axe and Millie.
Elfangor.
Littlefinger.
Wizard 3.
Oh, dude, one part in the movie, someone said, oh, yes, Wizard 3. And it sounded a lot like he said, yes, Mr. 3.
Yeah.
I thought it's really funny that 3 is his last name. He goes by Mr. 3.
But that wasn't true. He said Wizard.
Yeah, he said Wizard.
Nothing close to Mark in here.
Really, yeah. It would be like, mark your calendar. It's for...
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Marsha.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
Say Marsha who?
Marsha who?
Marsha Mellow.
These jokes suck!
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Mac.
Mac who?
Mac up your mind. You know what's a good knock on joke? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cargo.
Cargo. We said this one on the Anime Chronicles episode.
Well, it's a good joke.
Is that all the animals? Is that all of them? I don't see if there's Aximilius in here.
And then Visor.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln.
Is it going to be like a blink in your eyes to get the dust out of them?
Abe Lincoln yellow light means slow down.
No, it doesn't. You run through yellow, blinking yellow lights, don't you?
What yeah, is, you run through them.
What is Abercrombie? What is
like
that?
Abercrombie and Fitch, the clothing company?
I've never heard of that word.
Oh, in the credits, did it say, like, clothing provided by Gap?
It said something Gap.
That's pretty cool that Gap gave them clothes.
Man, they wear such 90s outfits.
It's like late 90s. They have like denim jackets.
Like Jake had like a flannel shirt.
Like very, very baggy flannel like
oh my
jacket.
God, huge jacket.
Huge.
What's closer to Axe?
Like Jake is drowning in his leather jacket in every scene.
Marco's got his classic orange jacket. His iconic orange jacket.
Okay, any jokes about Visor 3?
I'm gonna go with the one that the name that seems closest to Aximilia.
Okay.
So knock knock.
Who's there?
AC Ducey.
AC Ducey?
AC Ducey. ACEYDUCEY.
AC Ducey who?
AC your point. Ducey mine?
Okay.
Anyway, so that's the zany knock knock.
See those zany V's. These are alphabetical order, by the way, which is nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
One of them's Vanna White. Vasily, that sounds kind of like.
Okay, that sounds kind of like Aximilia.
Yeah, knock knock.
Who's there?
Vasily.
Vasily who?
The silly person you are.
No. That
makes sense. That one's funny.
Vi.
Is this podcast? Did we do outros?
No.
This podcast is done.
Who are we?
Natural.
Better.
Mustard.
Wait, we're supposed to. Oh, I keep noticing we're supposed to do the jokes after we do.
We'll do a joke now then.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Zoo.
Zoo who?
Zoo long for now.
And good night.
This stupid.
I'm gonna go label it.
Are we gonna watch more of that show?
If you want.
I definitely want to watch all of it.
I'm gonna go label the VCR as May Eat Tapes.
I need to say something too. Are we still recording?
Yeah.
I have watched part of an episode of the Animorphs TV show on TV. What?
How do you know that?
Because I remember it.
When?
A million years ago.
Wow.
When I was younger.
Wait, so that's not the same one?
I was like, you know, I was really good into Animorphs. And then one time I was just flipping through channels and Animorphs was on TV. I don't remember what channel. I don't remember how. But I was sat and watched a few minutes of it. It was pretty boring. So the plot of it was, a boy was walking around in a weird alien-like area, and he was thought-speaking, I believe, to something else. And he was like, I just need to find a safe place for you to yurt. Alright, I remember it was yurt. That word has not come up in the series yet, so maybe it was yurk. But the word I remember is yurt. And it was so boring because he kept walking around, and then he like saw something evil going on. Don't remember what he was watching. I have a feeling that they didn't actually show what he was looking at because they wanted to make a cliffhanger.
And because they didn't have the money to
and Matt too. But then she was like, oh my gosh, Jake, I need to yurt. It was a girl. Jake, I'm gonna yurt. And then he's like, wait, I gotta watch this thing happening. And she's like, Jake, no. And then she's like, and then he's like, I gotta find a safe place for you to yurt. I had a feeling it was sort of like giving birth, maybe.
Wait, maybe it's from book 12 when she had to like get the crocodile out of her.
Maybe, you know, could have been that.
That seems like a book that they might.
It sounds like nothing to do with what Animorphs has been that I've read.
Maybe it's just like vomiting.
Your hair, it's just like a 2000, early 2000s slang for vomiting.
The reason I asked how you knew it is because it seemed like you like didn't know until you opened up your laptop, started looking at some stuff, and you're like, oh yeah, I watched this when I was a kid.
No, I wasn't looking at it at all. I just remembered. Huh. I think about that a lot, actually.
Well, we're going to...
There's
going to
be
previews,
but now.
Hopefully we'll see that scene at some point, and it'll be like that time when I saw like a piece of an episode of Invader Zim in 2012 and didn't know what it was, but it scared me.
I think the volume's off.
And then I watched Invader Zim in like 2018, and I was like, oh, look, there it is.
Maybe it'll be like that, yeah.